The risk classification, risk assessment, and the selection of risk management actions happen primarily during project planning, but the processes explained above will also proceed throughout the life of the project as new risks are classified. There may also be secondary risks that result from actions to lessen initial risks. For example, outsourcing software development to a software house because of the less expertise of in-house developers that generate new risks relating to the dependability of the external suppliers.